How'd you like a primer on sheep? Yeah? Want to hear a bit about sheep? I don't care if you do. I'm going to talk about sheep. I remember when I was young, our neighbor who had a big farm, he got sheep, and I worked for him. And I remember the first day, I got to tell you, I was like 11, and I was kind of excited because my experience of sheep were those little, you know, puffballs with legs and in the pictures. Sheep are evil, as it turns out. I remember going over there, and I swear these guys had tattoos and smoked cigarettes. The first thing I learned is sheep are surly. You know what I mean? They are cantankerous animals. The second thing I learned is that they're really dumb. There's no other way to put it. If you worked on a farm like me, you know the smartest animal out there is a pig, and they're delicious. Sheep are probably the dumbest animal on a farm, and they're delicious, as a side note. They have no natural defenses. They don't have teeth. They don't have claws. They are not agile or fast in the slightest sense. And we have bred them in such a way that they're completely dependent on a human. If you put a sheep out in the pasture and don't feed it, it dies of hunger. If you don't trim it, it dies because it gets so heavy from its wool that it can't walk. There is nothing sheep can do without humans except get eaten. That's all they can do. The other thing in Jesus' time that's a bit different than now, sheep are a dime a dozen. There's a billion of them over there. And there is no shepherd who would die to save a sheep. This just makes no sense. In fact, one of the tactics that was common is if you couldn't drive the wolves away, well, you kind of gave them one. And they would kill the one and then go. Last sheep trivia, I think, is something I learned in my last assignment where one of my parishioners had a huge sheep farm. So she asked me to bless the sheep, and I asked if I could have some. So yes, so I will bless those sheep. I went out there, and I asked her, how do you protect them? Besides, frankly, weapons, how do you protect them? Do you use dogs? And she said, no, the coyotes will kill dogs every time. If you put dogs out there, you lose sheep and dogs. Do you know what they use? Does anyone know this? Llamas. I'm not kidding. And llamas. And she had llamas wandering around with her sheep and protecting them. And that has no point in this homily. I just need you to know that because it's weird. I would have guessed just about anything but llamas. Now, I should probably start preaching. But now you are armed. Whatever else goes wrong in this homily, you now know that llamas guard sheep. And that is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard in my life. So, Jesus says we're a sheep. We're cantankerous. We're not entirely bright sometimes. We don't always act in our own best interest. And the thing that wants to consume us, the devil, we have absolutely no ability, no defense on our own. We are totally dependent on the shepherd. And what we know is that this shepherd would die for us. He would die for us. When he said a good shepherd lays down his life for a sheep, there had to be that guy in the crowd who was like, no, he wasn't. He's got a ton of sheep. But Jesus is saying, I'm the good shepherd for you and me because we have infinite value to him. And he proved it. What we'll focus on today is the one skill that I learned sheep have that keeps them alive. They know the voice of the person who cares for them. They know it. It is true. Kathy, the gal with this sheep farm, she said, call the sheep. So I was like, come here, sheep. You know, I don't know. What do you do? You know, come. And she said, no, just whistle and say, come. So I, you know, and said, come. And the sheep, you know, one of them, I think, threw a cigarette, but that was about it. They had nothing to say to me. She said, come, boom. They ran like she was a magnet. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. She said, they know my voice. And she talked to me about that in this passage. So what is all this about? A, llamas. Again, that's insane. But for us, what I'd love for us to think about is this really simple question. And it's, what is leading us? Something is leading you. Something is leading me. There is something in our life, and we probably haven't even thought about it, but there's something in our heads that compels us to make the choices we make, to say yes to that thing and no to this thing. All of the decisions in our life, there's a guiding star, there's a voice, and we're listening to it and following it. And I need us to think about that. I can't tell you as a pastor how many times I fall into that mistake of trying to make the best tactical decision, which again, that's good, but Jesus, by our standards, did not make good tactical decisions at all. And that worked out very well for us. God thinks differently than us. We, Wednesday, we pray mass with all the little squeakers from the school. And then after they go back to school, our executive team, we sit right in here. We don't sit in the front pew. We're not psychotic. I love you. Yes. I paid her to sit there. All you guys, One of those where my mouth was moving and noise was coming out. But all kidding aside, we sit and we pray and we just try to listen to the Lord so that when we make decisions, we're not making them based solely off of human wisdom. Human wisdom would not have given us Jesus in the manger. Human wisdom would not have given us Jesus on the cross. Human wisdom would not have given us Jesus in the form of bread. God wants to lead us, and we need to learn to listen to his voice, because I think if we're honest, and at least for me it's true, I'm listening to me a lot. I like me, as it turns out. And if I'm not careful, I will always act in what I feel is my best interest. I'll always make decisions based off of me. And that's the struggle I think we all have. It's a call this time, right now, for us to ask, what's guiding my decisions? And I think for most of us, if we're messing this up, it's just because we haven't thought about it. Now we got to think about it. What is compelling me to say yes to this and no to that? What is compelling me to move in this direction? Because here's the thing, and now I'm going to get all turn and burn on us, yeah? Only one person can lead us to heaven, and it ain't you. The only voice that will guide us to safe pastures and to eternal rest is the voice of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. Every other voice takes us to doom. Every other voice takes us to destruction. It would be impossible for you and I to understand how personally and deeply the evil one hates us. Jesus, in the meantime, who would die for his sheep, is saying, no, 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 follow me. So how can we learn to listen to the shepherd's voice? There's a lot here, and I won't go there because it would take forever, but I want to offer a couple ideas. First, we need to ask God to help us to think like he does. And that's going to be tough to do. But one of the best ways is this thing called the Bible. We can understand the mind of God just a little bit better if we familiarize ourselves with Scripture. If we understand Jesus' answers to questions, then we will understand Jesus better. He answers questions differently than us. So we can read his word and start to understand a bit better how the mind and the heart of God works. Whenever you hear a parable, Jesus is not giving us some cute wisdom to get us through the day. He's revealing to us the heart of our Heavenly Father. He's going, this is how your dad thinks. This is how I think. This is how you should think. Scripture is a great way for us to learn to hear the voice of the shepherd. The second thing is the sacraments. When we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, when we receive absolution for our sins, when we receive the gift of the Spirit at our confirmation, when couples stand here and their human love is transformed into divine love, all these sacraments are about God giving us grace, the ability, the strength to follow through on what the heart of God is directing us to do. We need Scripture, we need the sacraments. The third one is we need quiet. And if you're a mom or a dad with kids, you're like, it's so cute when you talk about that. And I do get that. I can't imagine, right? I can't imagine. But there can be moments where we simply give God the time we have and say, okay, I've got 2 minutes of quiet before somebody wakes up. Yeah? Lord, lead me, guide me. Ask Him. He will. So that's the idea today. A, llamas. I want you to think about llamas because that's just insane. But more importantly, I would like for us to say, where am I going? What's guiding my decisions? And if it's not the voice of Jesus, no problem. He gives us a fresh start every day. All right, Jesus, I'm on board. You lead me. You guide me. And we pray that as often as we can. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, whoever, lead me, guide me, help me to follow. We immerse ourselves in Scripture, particularly the Gospels. We grow in our understanding of the heart and mind of Jesus. We receive the grace of sacraments, and we listen in quiet when we can. All of us are going somewhere, day by day, step by step. The Lord wants to take us to fulfillment, to green pastures. He wants to lead us to eternal life. Let's follow His voice so He can get us there. Amen? Amen. Okay.